In news and notes this week, it has been a very, very busy week. Denver's popular U2 tribute band Under a Blood Red Sky had $75,000 worth of gear stolen while on tour in Arizona. According to the post on the lead singer's Facebook page, the band had driven 14 hours to Tucson for a concert there. They got up the next morning to leave for a show in Phoenix, and when they walked out to leave, they were faced with a white pickup screaming through the hotel parking lot right at them with their trailer attached to it. And in that trailer, $75,000 worth of equipment. Closer to home, local DJ and show promoter Peter Black was equally distressed this week when his car got flooded because of all the rain, and his entire music collection and all of his business files were wiped out along with his laptop. He set up a PayPal donation account for fans to help him recover the lost goods. Jim McTernan and the Kids That Killed the Man has got some new tunes in the can, one of which you can catch up on over at Westward in an exclusive for them, but don't count on seeing them live anytime in the next couple of months. Turns out Jim busted up his arm pretty good. He'll be on the injured reserve unable to perform list for the next several weeks after falling into a pothole and breaking some bones and ligaments. In what may be the coolest story of the week, Face Man's in the studio with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band laying down horns over at Uneven Studios, which has been home to the likes of Slim, Cessna, and others over the past couple of decades. Seems Dirty Dozen was going to be in town for a show, so Face Man reached out via appropriate channels. Dirty Dozen dug the idea and agreed. I got an email from Face Man frontman Steve, who wrote, "We're in the initial tracking stages of the album. It's going to be called Feeding Time and will be Face Man's second full length with about 9 songs on it. One of the tunes will feature Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Dirty Dozen is coming into Uneven Studios to lay down some tracks. The release date isn't specific yet because we still have a lot to accomplish, so I'm telling people to expect it when it's snowing again." And of course, we'll have to wait for the snow, right? Dave Herrera over at Westward broke a cool bit of news when he posted the album cover for the upcoming Snake Rattle Rattlesnake record called Sin Eater. And the cover was so totally badass, I had to get hold of their label to find out when we could get a track to share with you. Label man Virgil Dickerson, who many of us know from Suburban Home Records, said he and his partners Pete Turner of Illegal Pete's and music journalist and musician Andy Thomas will be meeting with the band here very, very soon, and hopefully we'll have a track for the next episode of the show next week. There's a great interview with Pete, Virgil, and Andy up over at HeyReverb.com if you want to check that out. And finally, fans of the band Sunshine House will no doubt be bummed by an email sent out by the band this week announcing their breakup. The email reads that violinist Jared Lisch got an excellent job down in Florida, and since the band's music is very heavily based on orchestral textures and string compositions, they'll play the two shows that they have booked at the Fox and at Bohemian Nights at New West Fest and then call it good. We wish the members good fortune in upcoming endeavors.